Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was an altitude.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. I was trying to make maybe if a CBD shop was in altitude.
Yeah. That'd work in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they definitely work out there. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So if you're cooking out this weekend, that's what you want to do. Nobody's going to be mad when you say, hey, I'm cooking steaks this weekend. Let me tell you something right now. If you say, I'm cooking steaks this weekend, and your wife and kids are like, we don't want that, you get them out of there. You call me and Robbie, we'll come eat steak with you. I promise.
Yeah, kick them out.
Get them out. What kind of people are those? Enjoy a great steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know you're looking for it. People are always talking about it. They need to get new gear. You want to get the logos that you want. The M over S, the interlocking, the state script, they've got them at College Corner. Plenty of great-looking items, too. I know there's been some talk like, there's so much banner M crap everywhere. I can't find any good-looking state script or interlocking stuff. They've got it at College Corner. Check them out. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. Shall we go Thursday, Robbie Falk? Thursday lunch, Restaurant Tyler.
That should work.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about right there. So, all right. That's going to happen. So my just doing the Trump dance over here. Robbie Falk, blackened catfish, crawfish sauce, cheese grits.
Don't even ask me if I want the crawfish sauce on top.
I want the crawfish sauce. Who doesn't want the crawfish sauce? That's a
what kind of psycho doesn't like the crawfish sauce on
Joe
top?
Joe Biden didn't want the crawfish sauce. Kamala Harris. No,
we all laughed.
Sauce. That's why
she
lost.
Laughed at him for saying no crawfish sauce. We thought he was a child.
All right. I'm excited. Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank. 16 locations. That's what I do like a whole ad campaign about Kamala Harris not wanting the crawfish sauce now.
Why wouldn't she want that? That's what America wants. They want crawfish sauce.
Make catfish great again. You could flip it either way.
You could absolutely do it.
The Democrats could talk about how Trump is a child and he didn't it was too spicy for him.
Donald Trump, he just wants chicken tenders and fries. He's a child. I go to Restaurant Tyler. I'm getting the crawfish sauce. I can't. I got no Biden impersonation to work with. So,
we won't go there.
You know. Anyway,
we've done enough.
Bank. Go ahead.
We've done enough.
Yes, we've done enough damage. Somebody's going to yell at us. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they are located, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you can't afford to wait around. You can't afford to be on hold for 30, 40 minutes. You got stuff to do. You need a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. They care about you. They care about your money. That's what Priority One Bank does. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we get into the rumblings, let's talk to our one and only correspondent here on Thunder and Lightning, Future Brian. Mississippi State taking on the number one team in the nation, the Auburn Tigers. How did they fare out there on the plains of Alabama? Let's find out now. We go now to our one and only correspondent here on Thunder and Lightning, Future Brian. This is Future Brian reporting to you from the future. Sorry, guys. Mississippi State falls to Auburn in embarrassing fashion. 88-66 is the final score. State trailed by as many as 26 in this game. Was never in it. Fell to behind 10-0 to start off. 3 of 24 from behind the arc. Josh Hubbard, 17 points because he had 11 free throws. He was 2 of 12 from the field. Cam Matthews, 2 of 10 from the field. 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 turnovers. State with 16 turnovers in the game. Only 5 assists. Easily their worst performance there of the season. On the other side of it, Auburn shoots 55% from the floor, 42% from behind the arc. Looked like they didn't miss Jani Broome a single bit. Chad Baker-Mazzara leads all scorers with 20 points, 8 of 11 from the field for him. Just an absolute disappointment from Mississippi State in this one. Looked like they didn't show up to play. Looks like what we talked about maybe not being able to happen absolutely happened, and that the Kentucky game beat Mississippi State twice. Early in the game, I didn't like the body language. I didn't like the effort at times, and it just did not work out for Mississippi State in this one. I don't know if that's the most embarrassing part or what happened on Twitter. I'm sure you guys all saw my tweet about it. If you're not, apparently an MSU staffer, when they walked away from their laptop, an Auburn fan was able to get to it and type out WDE, if you don't know what that means, it's War Damn Eagle, and get it tweeted out. Not great. Just not great in any way, shape, or form. And now you look at, you know, you're on a two-game losing streak. You feel like, you know, you're not in a good space with the way Hubbard's shot these last couple games, the way you played tonight. And now you're going to play an Ole Miss team that's coming in on a four-game winning streak. They just went into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama by double digits, the number four team in the nation. Very, very concerning the way State played tonight and the way they've played these last two games. And you, I don't know what's up with Hubbard. You know, not like him to miss this many shots. And I want to go. I don't remember. I guess I need to go back. State did not play at Auburn last season. I don't believe. I'd have to go back and double check that. But I remember Jans's first year up there, they were something like 0 of 18 or 1 of 18 from three-point range. Something about the Neville Arena. Mississippi State cannot shoot the three ball there. So if you take I like doing this math sometimes. If you take State's 3 points out, they were 19 of 39. Almost 50% from the floor, or just over 50% from the floor. But the three-pointers just killed him. And Hubbard, you know, 8 of those misses. Cam Matthews, 2 three-pointers. Why? Nwoko with another three-pointer. Why? Delquan Warren, a couple three-pointers. I mean, just he didn't shoot well. I mean, he's 0 for 2 from the field. Doesn't provide much for you offensively. But this is kind of the situation the State's in. With Kugel out, he was out for tonight. Don't know if he'll be back for the weekend or not. Kanye Clary, who knows what's going to happen there. State doesn't have any point guards right now, and then they're asking Hubbard to run the offense, and yet you want to run the offense through Hubbard. And it's just not working offensively for Mississippi State. I know they scored 90 points against Kentucky. Tonight it just didn't work out. They couldn't get shots to fall, and they end up losing quite badly. So they'll have to, you know, as Jan said on Saturday, they'll just have to suck it up and get over it quickly, because you got an Ole Miss team that's red hot, and they're going to be looking to take a big win. I mean, if Ole Miss is 5-0 at this point, that's they are well on their way to not only, you know, the NCAA tournament, but being where Mississippi State was a week ago. You know, talking about being a 2 or 3 seed. Mississippi State right now, you know, going the other direction. They have to turn things around, and it has to start with this game, because, hey, your next game after this, you're at Tennessee. No rest for the weary in the SEC this year. Really, really bad loss for State. They cannot afford another one. They have to find a way to get it done this Saturday against the Ole Miss Rebels. All right, before we send it back to the guys, as you know, we'll do the ads here. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. A I could go for some right about now. I'll be totally honest with you. Or maybe a fancy sandwich from the older brother. Whenever you're down, whenever Mississippi State Sports has you down, there's always two brothers and the older brother to pick you back up. Head by there this weekend if you're going to be in town for the Ole Miss game. Have a great meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and at the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. Oh, he's not. I forgot he's not here. 50! When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's just another phone call away. The same number, the same people, the guys who made you the sale, they'll take care of you with service after the sale. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to that game this Saturday, if you're going to be in Starkville, head over to Maroon & Co. to grab some great new MSU gear. The logos that you want, the M over S, the interlocking, the state script, it's all there. Polos, pullovers, hoodies, t-shirts, whatever you're looking for, they've got it at Maroon & Co. And you can use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off all regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the hump this Saturday, make sure you head over to Maroon & Co. Let's go back to the present day. I'm sorry again, guys. I would like to apologize. But let's go back now to Brian and Robbie.
Thank you, future Brian. We love you.
Or
shut up!
Damn it, future Brian, you did it again!
I hate you!
Or man, what a great guy that future Brian is. Who knows? We don't know. We'll find out.
We're literally rolling the dice.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. Guys, nobody can plan for an accident. That's why it's called an accident. Nobody's out here saying, yeah, we're going to have that fire in the house tomorrow. No, it's never like that. But when you have an accident, you need a plan. You need to talk to the good folks at Paul Davis Restoration because that's their business, is helping you get back to normal and helping you get back to better than ever before. It's not just about restoring. It's about property improvement, and that's what Paul Davis Restoration is going to bring to you. If you're in the Golden Triangle or if you're in the Tupelo area, give Paul Davis Restoration a call whenever you have an accident around the house. Fire, mold, storm damage, whatever it is, call them today. 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Let's jump in. I didn't even prepare. I didn't go and, like, scroll down or anything here. So
you got to do that.
Yeah, I did. There was a Raiders fan last night in my mentions. It may have been John Sokoloff's burner. But he was
How
like,
did that happen? Because
he was trying to take up for Derek Carr, of all things.
They wish they had him back, I'm sure.
Make me an offer. You can have him today. Whether we're in Las Vegas, I need a second round pick and two complimentary buffets at the Wynn. He's yours.
The buffets are the most important thing there.
Oh yeah. Have you ever eaten at the Wynn buffet?
I've never been to the Wynn.
Ooh, buddy. That's one of them pre-cracked crab leg places.
That's not a buffet like what Cousin Eddie and Clark went to.
No, this is a little real buffet.
Is that the chicken or the beef? It was like blue and red
Yeah, no. All right.
Had spaghetti hanging out of his mouth.
Great first question from John. We're going to rank these Bulldogs. John Reek, Stephen Guidry, Dylan Favre, Denver McQuarrie, Tyler Shavers.
Remember Reek Havoc?
Reek Havoc! It was great. I think McQuarrie is the obvious number one here, right?
McQuarrie is absolutely
He actually won some big games for State.
He actually really contributed to Mississippi State. Yeah. He helped Mississippi State get to a College World Series.
All right.
Had Denver been able to play out his career, he would have been solid for State. Yeah.
I think Guidry has to be two. I mean, he was a two-year starter.
He started.
Okay. Three for me is Shavers. Had that big catch against LSU. I mean, he was a contributor in one of the best wins in Mississippi State history.
He did something in that game, yeah.
And then the other two, I mean, I would go Reek and then Favre.
Favre was a backup quarterback.
He never played. Did he ever play?
He played. I remember him playing against Arkansas.
Really?
In the games that State lost against Arkansas.
Okay.
And then other than that, I don't know if he played much.
All right, I'm going Reek, then Favre.
I mean, I don't, like the only time I remember Reek really playing was like
– It's garbage time.
Yeah.
But I think he's a little bit more beloved. People still laugh when they think about John Reek. They're like, man, that was fun, you know.
Dylan Favre played in 9 games.
If you say so.
And he attempted 12 passes in 9 games. Okay.
Was he like the holder maybe or something? I don't know.
It could have been. Yeah. He only played in 2011.
Yeah.
0-2 against Georgia, 0-1 against South Carolina, 3-4 against UT Martin, and 2-3 against Alabama.
There you go.
And then 8-16 against Arkansas. I can't remember if he went in because of an injury. Maybe
well, that
Chris
game, 2011 Arkansas State lost that game like 41-10 or something like that.
Yeah,
he might have played late.
It wasn't pretty.
All right, I actually texted Brian McDuff yesterday and told him what a question on this one. Here we go. When Thanos snapped his finger, do you think that the Infinity Stones had AI enough to factor the millions of lives that probably died as a direct result of pilots, drivers, doctors disappearing, or was it more likely 50% plus all the collateral damage?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a question. So his point is like nobody on the airplane was supposed to die except the pilot, but the pilot died and then another 100 people died.
Killed more.
I think Infinity Stones had the AI. I think they were like, this is the number of – when these people died, I think the Infinity Stones had that knowledge.
Well, I mean, because then, all right, the plane crashes.
And the people die if it crashes in an urban area.
How many people die from that?
Yeah.
People in cars – crash
yeah,
another
drive it off the road. Yeah,
I've thought about this too because it very similarly in my faith, we believe
rapture.
That the rapture is coming and is going to take away all the Christians. And so when the Christians leave, if there's
a
Christian
wait for Thursday when you're driving to restaurant Tyler and the rapture happens and I'm in the car and I'm like, Robbie,
I mean, I believe that you'll be there with
me. I'm not in the first wave, friend. I'm gonna have to suffer that tribulation. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
I don't believe that in my faith.
Well, I hope you're right.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah,
but that's something that I've considered before. What happens when all the Christians leave the earth? If you know that does happen, which
Christian
airline
pilot, the whole plane goes down.
Exactly. I mean, you don't think about the repercussions from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a fantastic question. Really, really good, Brian. Very, very proud of you, McDuff. Let's see here. Next question comes to us from Willie Dizzle. In hindsight, during the times of the bubonic plague, should cats have been considered doctors? You guys are really bringing the questions today. Really good stuff. It's a good point because the bubonic plague, of course, carried by rats. So a person like me would have been great during the bubonic plague. I have 4 cats. I've never seen it. But like, why is everybody so sick?
Yeah, are they doctors or are they like the pest control, you know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But back in the Egyptian days, they were considered like royalty. Like, yes. Like cats were...
My cat still believed that.
Egyptians were scared to death of them. They feared them.
Nathan Kelly asked us, if NIL existed during Reggie Bush's college years, how much do you think he could have earned?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, he'd have been a 7-figure guy, for sure.
First of all, it would have never lost his Heisman in the first place.
Yeah, which is foolishness. But
oh, God, yeah. I mean, through the roof.
All right.
Because they were in one of the biggest markets in sports in Los Angeles, and they were absolutely huge. That was the peak of USC.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been – I mean, he would have been in movies. He would have – I mean – There's a ton of things he wasn't allowed to do because he was a student athlete.
Yeah, his face would have been on every billboard in Los Angeles.
It would have been
Leinart both. Yeah.
Matt Leinart. I mean, Lindell White probably too.
Yeah, you're right.
Lindell White would have got a piece of that cheese.
Second part of this question: in your opinion, who'd be the highest paid college athlete of all time if NIL had always been around? I'm gonna throw some names at you here.
Johnny Manziel.
Manziel, huge. Zion.
Zion Williams. Huge.
I'm going to give you a name. Think about it. Always been around, right? What does Herschel Walker command after his first year when Georgia wins the national title? Every college in the country would have been after him. Bo Jackson.
Portal. You know, Tim Tebow?
Tebow.
He's been massive.
Oh.
I don't know if
I mean, you
I don't
think
Manziel or Tebow would have been bigger. I think Manziel, because I think Manziel would have accepted more.
He would have Manziel would have been on every product. I mean, it would have been Scrub Daddy sponsored by Johnny Manziel. It would have he would not have said no to anything.
I think Manziel is the answer, because here's the thing, like, I can't quantify what Herschel Walker or something like that would be in a different era. Like, Manziel was around whenever every game was on television, his face is everywhere, you have the internet, so you have social media and things like that where you can talk about Johnny Manziel. From what we know about, you know, this era of, like, life where everything's streaming, everything's, you know, out there to be seen, Manziel to me is number one on the list.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
And Cam Newton would have been big too, but Manziel had the charisma, he had the look, he had the game. You know, he was out partying. Like, he would be right there. I think, would Joe Namath be high on that list? Had he been in this era? Was he like that at Alabama?
Time, though. Like, I don't know that he wasn't so much Broadway Joe as
at Alabama.
So, yeah, I think Manziel's a good answer.
That would be my question is, like, would Joe Namath be that kind of guy with Bear Bryant? Because, like, Bear Bryant, I feel like, would have had a pretty big stronghold on his team to the point where he's probably not letting a lot of that stuff transpire. They're focused on the game. Texas A&M is a little bit different.
Yeah. Patton Paris asks us. Hold on. Won't come up here. Here we go. I used to be able to supplement my ordering at a restaurant knowing my kids would not finish their food and I could eat their leftovers. That's just smart parenting right there.
Yes.
Now I'm getting asked by my oldest if I'm going to finish my food before I'm done. Would you be willing to sacrifice a little on the quality side to receive larger portions? I say no to that. I want to have the best possible food. If I want more food, I'll order more food. But I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat.
You would order another helping of it.
Yeah, I don't want to eat another. I don't want to eat a lot of mediocre food. I'd rather eat some good food.
Good enough to get you full? Or when
yeah,
you finish?
He's saying, like, would you be willing to, if let's say you got really good French fries, right?
Yeah.
And it's enough. It's enough French fries. Would you rather have, like, a sack full of crappy French fries or just a plate of good French fries?
I mean, as long as I'm satisfied, I would take the quality.
Yeah, I want the quality.
But if I'm going to finish my meal and I'm still like, man, I'm starving still. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go – I don't like these restaurants, these really nice restaurants that have, like,
this tiny – Oh, you don't like the little, yeah.
Tiny,
the fine dining, yeah. I don't want
to. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know the quality is strong there, but when I leave that meal, I'm going to need to go to Burger King or something. You know, well, I wouldn't go to Burger King, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I have a sister that will refuse to eat her food if one item touches another. Do either of you have any quirky habits remotely close to this? I know a person like that is like, my food can't touch. And they're one of those, I eat everything, and then I eat the next thing, and then I eat the next thing.
Oh, I'm bouncing around.
I can't do that. Yeah, I want to have some.
And I'm actually mix a lot of my food. It has to be. It's not everything. But if I have a plate of a bunch of vegetables, like, you know, buffet or country style or something, like peas and green beans and corn, I'll just mix that all together.
Yeah,
I'll just eat that together.
The only thing I'm close to on this is with Skittles. I think I've talked about this before. I eat my Skittles in the same order every time. I eat green, yellow, orange, red, purple. That is my order of Skittles. So I have a handful of Skittles. I'll eat the green ones. Then I'll eat the yellow ones. Then I'll eat the orange ones. Then I eat the red ones. Then I eat the purple ones. That is my only, like, food OCD thing.
Have you ever gone to a psychiatrist?
For that?
Yeah.
That's what's making me crazy?
That is diabolical. That is serial killer behavior.
What, do you just put a whole mouthful of Skittles in?
Yes.
No, I want to taste the individual flavors.
That is so weird. Yeah, the fact that you, like, you know the order of it too.
Oh yeah, I've been doing my
really
whole life.
Weird. Green,
and I was
orange.
so mad when they changed from lime to green. I hated green apple. So nasty. I'm glad they went back to lime.
I just chunk a bunch of Skittles. By the way, Skittles is the absolute worst candy you can eat.
It's not good, yeah, because they have that red dye in there that California banned.
It's really bad. Are you okay over there?
Huh?
Who are you texting?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, let's move on here. Meme Aldridge or Mimi Aldridge?
Mimi.
Gotta be Mimi, yeah. Okay, because I saw it was a woman in the picture.
Every
today.
Week.
Do I do it every week?
No, you usually say Mimi.
Whatever. Do y'all remember the album U2 forced on all iPods circa 2007, 2008? We saw Bono in D.C. while he's leaving the White House. He rolled the window down to speak to a fan, and our friend proceeded to ask him why he did this, but we got no answer. Then she comes back and says, I was off. It was in 2014. I've never done Apple Music, so I didn't have to deal with the U2 thing. But
I remember it was iTunes. It was iTunes, and they forced an album on everybody's iPod, and people were just furious. The album was terrible.
Yeah, I heard it was a good album on top of all that. It's U2. They're a pretty good band, you would think.
It wasn't good. I like U2, but it just wasn't good.
Right.
It's crazy because my wife and I, we saw U2 in the airport. I mean, we saw Bono in the airport in Washington as well. So that's kind of weird.
Well, there you go.
I'm just going to Washington a lot.
Avid Bulldog asks, can you give us your thoughts on Lane Kiffin sliding in the ring girl's DMs from the Paul Tyson fight? Who else?
Least surprising thing of all time. Was the screenshot that surfaced yesterday, was that the girl?
Yes.
So somebody actually uncovered it, that it was
– I believe so, yeah.
It was Lane.
Oh, wait, you mean of the that said real Lane Kiffin? I don't know if that was real or not.
Oh, okay.
I'm
sure it was.
Where are we here? Colton Watson, rank these plagues of the earth from bad to worse. Mosquitoes, wildfires, insurance companies, frat burner accounts pretending to be 50-year-old men. Clear number one there. Clear number one is frat burner accounts pretending to be 50-year-old men. The next one I see with, like, Bob the Drillmeister Simpson as former SAE, love my Traeger. Like, guys.
They're nowhere near as bad as the Ole Miss ones.
I take your word for that. I mean, they're all bad. What I'm just saying is this. If you don't have what it takes to put your name on your Twitter account and then roll off whatever you want to say, there's a word for someone like that. Meow. And that's what I think. So that's number
one. Some of them have been cordial. The other ones,
I don't have any time for any of them. Just put your name on your Twitter account and say what you got to say. I won't say nothing to you.
And then they have these fake conversations with each other. They'll fake fight back and forth. It's the weirdest.
Yeah. It's just dumb. Anyway, so I'm going to go that, then wildfires, mosquitoes. I mean, sometimes you need insurance. I get what you're trying to say, but, you know, it's helped. I just took my kid to the orthodontist. I'm glad for my
insurance. I mean, yeah, I need my insurance company. My wife just hit a deer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I need that for sure.
Is Kentucky men's basketball the biggest monkey on the back of a Mississippi State team in school history? If not, what is? It's not even close.
Yes.
LSU football.
I think it's this.
You think it's more than – LSU won 21 straight.
LSU was just clearly better than Mississippi State.
No, there are some teams in there that were not. The 98 team won the West and lost.
Well, yeah, but that was kind of that was in Death Valley, and you know that's a little different.
State beat them. Better state teams lost to some really bad LSU teams there in the
90s. I don't know how many more was better. I mean, might have been two teams during that stretch that I would say.
Oh, no, I'm going to disagree with you. 92 was better. 94
was
better.
What was the stretch?
From 92 to 2013?
How many games did they win in that stretch?
Zero. Oh, I'm sorry, one.
No, 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 no.
1999, that's it.
There wasn't many that was better.
I'm telling you, the 90s State was better, but they would never beat LSU. State was probably better.
But those 2000 teams, those are just bad Mississippi State teams.
Oh, yeah. Once you get past 2000 from like 2000 to 2008. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I think
2009 this, State should have won.
Here's why I think this is worse. First of all, because you play so many times. Like, the Mississippi State is playing Kentucky on average probably twice a year.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're playing the SEC tournament, things like that. There have been 13 games that have been single-digit games, and State has not been able to find a win in any of them. They've been in position, like, in the last, like, 5 minutes in 13 of those games and have won one of those. 14 of them, they won one of them. 13, they've lost. In basketball, it's a little different than football. You know, you have upsets. You have nights where it's just your night. State has only had one time where they've been able to win this ball game, and that to me is like, they haven't done that against anybody else in this league. They've won way more games. I think it's Kentucky.
What about LSU baseball not being able to beat them at home until last year?
That was pretty wild. Yeah. Was a little smaller sample size because it was probably like what, 7 or 8.
Well, it's like 7 or 8 years, but that makes it like 21 games. So.
Yeah, but no, I mean, State won, like, it wasn't State getting swept every time.
And it's weird because you would beat them in Baton Rouge. State could win series down there, but yeah, that's one for sure. Broken Fairchild asks us, I don't know if it's my eyes, but Georgia's floor made the game hard to watch. What are your least favorite floors in college basketball? The SEC doesn't have a lot of those. Georgia's is a little weird. I love the logo, that bulldog they have on the court. But it is, their core is like gray, isn't it?
The bulldog's gray.
Yeah, so it's just so big, so it looks like the courts are, that. I mean, other than that, you know,
Oregon's floor that has the trees.
But how many Oregon games am I watching though? Like, I just don't.
Well, I had to watch a State women's game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That is a very strange court. Mm-hmm. Memphis's at the FedEx Forum is very weird.
Yeah.
Those would be my top two.
Okay.
Them two.
My wife bought our kids a voice-changing Bluetooth karaoke machine for Christmas. Wow. I want to punt that thing into next week. What's one Christmas gift you now regret giving your kids? I was always pretty particular about not getting super noisy toys.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the people that give your kids.
Yes, they try to mess. They mess with you. Yes.
Tiny items in the.
Oh, the little beads that you can make bracelets out of?
Anything. Those.
Yeah, awful.
Like Legos. That's annoying. And then anything with like that constantly plays on a loop.
Yeah.
With stuff. Yeah. Annoying.
There you go. Cameron McGee, please help solve a debate with my wife. In Blake Shelton's song Austin, is the girl's name actually Austin? Or does Blake refer to her as that throughout the song because that is where she moved? There's a problem with this question, Robbie.
Yes.
I've never heard this song.
Well, you're not a country guy.
I like some country, but I don't like that. I don't know that song. So you tell me.
All right. So AI says that Austin is about a woman who moves to Austin, Texas after breaking up with her boyfriend. The song tells a story of how the woman calls her ex-boyfriend multiple times, and each time his answering machine message ends with the phrase, and P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. So it has to do with the city that she's in.
Okay. Well, there we go. Richard Groves asks us, what are your favorite non-sports podcast or podcast topics? Obviously, I think you and I both listen to some professional wrestling podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to the rewatchables when they do movies that I know. They've been on a bad streak lately of picking movies like this isn't not a rewatchable movie. Like they pick weird ones. Like
what?
Let me see here. Here, I'll tell you. They did a month where it was called Down Bad Month, where they picked all these sad movies. Like the first one was Manchester by the Sea. And I'm like, never mind, rewatch. I have never watched Manchester.
Never even heard of that.
Yeah. So they had one a couple of days called The Gambler. And I was like, oh, they did the Kenny Rogers movie? No, it's some movie from 2014 that had with Mark Wahlberg and Brie Larson in it. Like, I've never even heard of this movie. How is it a rewatchable? Running Scared with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. Never seen it. How is it a rewatchable?
They're just picking random movies at this point.
They pick movies that they like. Like, I've always, they did Roadhouse finally last year. They've never done The Blues Brothers, the movie that's probably been on cable television more than anything else. Animal House, been on cable television more than any other movie ever. But they don't do that. So.
Yeah, I've never listened to that. I mean, obviously, I listen to.
You listen to true crime stuff, too, don't you?
I listen to a lot of true crime. Yeah. It just comes and goes. I listen to the Boy Meets World podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to a Smallville rewatch with Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
All right. Matt Camp asks us, I'm about to start watching The Sopranos for the first time solely because y'all seem to like it so much. Is there anything I need to know before I dive in? Oh!
Don't watch with your kids.
Don't watch with the kids in the room.
And probably would be wise to not watch with your wife, too.
Possibly. Just I don't know your wife.
Depends on what Depends how on your wife can tolerate though. Stuff. But
you know? Just get ready to have a craving for gabagool at all times.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that show. I'm like, I could go for a sandwich. Dalton Lee, I keep re-injuring my back, and it started to become a pain in the ears. Do y'all have any recommendations for longevity and health? I don't lift with my back, only legs, but the slightest tweak sets me back for weeks. Yeah, I have great tips. Whatever I've done the first 47 years of my life, don't do that. They'll help you live longer.
Yeah, that's true.
The opposite.
Unfortunately, we continue to do the same things.
I've changed some things. Some things have changed for me.
When you cross over the 30 threshold,
it's over.
Things, everything just goes away. Yeah. It just starts to really go downhill.
Yeah. So, yeah, just at that point, you just stop, you know, you can't worry about it. Let's see here. Today, Wade Jones wants to know what happened to Jamoral Graham.
Smokey.
So, I think his Instagram. I found that. He looks like he was back in Star Wars. That's for the 2014 reunion. He was there for that.
He was at the reunion. I saw him.
He looks like he's doing okay.
He transferred and went to – where did he transfer to?
I don't remember. Let's see here. College stats for Jamoral Graham. He never played college football anywhere other than Mississippi State, according to the interweb here.
Interesting. I thought he had transferred.
Here he is on Facebook where – he's listed as Jamoral Dandy Dozen Graham. That's pretty
funny. God, yes. Hang on to that for dear life.
Doesn't say what he does now, but he's got a lot of friends. He's single. So
Smokey.
Is there an about here? Hold on. Nah, there's no workplaces or anything. So looks like he's doing okay, though. So good. Good for Jamoral.
That dude was he was a character now.
Yeah. Sebo wants to know if cheerleading is a sport. It is.
Yes.
It is. Yeah, because they have competitions. You can win or lose in cheerleading.
Now, we had.
There's two kinds, right? The cheerleading that's happening on the sidelines during a game is not a sport. But there are cheerleading competitions which make it a sport.
Yes.
That's how I look at it.
If you compete in athletic activity,
mm-hmm.
it's a sport to me. If you're playing for a trophy, it's a sport. And what they do takes a lot of physical activity. You have to be very active. You have to be athletic to do it. A lot of the girls have to be strong to do it. I mean, to me, it's most definitely a sport.
Mm-hmm.
We had this argument. My friend Nathan Kelly, who was in our rumblings earlier, he was arguing with us that it was not. And when you start to really pull it out and really, you know, talk about it as a whole, it's absolutely a sport.
Yeah. Here we go. Next question comes to us from Working for the Weekend. ChatGPT calculates a 6.28% chance that Robinson has the kind of night he does. Yet why does this happen every time we play Kentucky? Because there's a 100% chance that Mississippi State's going to lose the game when they play Kentucky.
ChatGPT did not bring that into the equation.
Yeah, they weren't paying attention. Luke Whedon, what is your typical response to people that imply that Mississippi State is a bottom feeder in the SEC? My typical response, Robbie, would be I don't speak to those people. Like, as soon as I hear, like, you know, y'all belong in the Sun Belt, the conversation is over.
Yeah.
I don't have any time for that.
I've started to go that direction, but sometimes, it's nice to embarrass people too.
I got you. I understand. I'm sorry, Caleb Goddard asks, should we expect to be without Cleary the rest of the season, or do you think we'll see him on the court again? You think he's done?
Here's what I told people last night
Okay.
on
Yeah,
Talking
talking
Dog.
dogs, yeah.
Here's what I told people. Just in your mind, tell yourself, Konyae Clary is not going to play for Mississippi State again this year. Go ahead and get that into your mind. Get that realization. Don't worry about it anymore. Just in your mind, you have already told yourself you will not have Konyae Clary anymore. If he comes back, you can be thrilled. But at this point, just expect it not to happen and then be really excited if it does.
All right, that'll work. Andrew McDowell, working for the university, you are not allowed to voice your true opinions on how you feel about officiating. What's the closest you've ever come to letting a mean tweet rip towards poor officiating? Andrew, what the hell do you think Robbie and I do? We do not work for the university. I could criticize officiating on Twitter all the time.
Also, Andrew, are you really following us? Or do you listen to our show on a daily basis? Do you follow us on Twitter?
I'm not sure what's going
We
on here.
very often talk about officiating and criticize officiating. We criticize Mississippi State, the university. I don't know. I don't know what happened here, Andrew.
I don't either. I feel it's just weird. It's just weird. Let's see here. Ford Polk, if you were a professional sports player like Dick Butkus or Dan Marino, and you were good enough to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, stuck with the same team your entire career, but never won a championship, would you accept a championship ring if the team won one a few years after you retire? Well, the thing about championship rings, anybody can have them. They give them, like, no offense to my good friend Joel Coleman, but he got a national championship ring. He worked for Mississippi State for like 2 months.
It was like a month because he came in
He
like
came
during the
in right
SEC
as,
tournament.
yeah. So like, no, I don't have a problem. I
I
would
would take
accept it.
it. Yeah, I would take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Why did Adidas and State do away with the true maroon shirts? They changed marketing campaigns. Like true maroon was like the thing, and then
Yeah.
they went to something else. Simple as that. Just a heads up, it's pronounced Fusakli's. My wife lived in Mobile for a time while getting her master's at South Alabama. Ate there many times. We decided Foo's chicken, sauce, and sweet tea were superior over Zaxby's, but Zaxby's had them on the fries. Okay. Take your word for it. I've never been.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, well. It'll be all right.
People love to correct us.
They do. They do.
I'm just gonna start following people around. No, that's not how it's pronounced. You're not correct here. I'm just gonna start doing that from here
Like
on in.
yesterday, we were at the doctor's office with my youngest, and they said Emily had it, and I was just like, "Nah,
Yeah,
man, I don't care. I know you're talking about." So, let's see here.
added.
Another one from working for the weekend. What's the deal with Winnie the Pooh's name? Why isn't he Winnie the Bear? Does anyone ever call him Winnie? No, they all call him Pooh.
It is. It's poo. I have no idea
What's
why
that?
he's Winnie the Pooh, but
Yeah.
that's what they decided when they created him.
There you
I mean, why is he walking around with no pants on but a shirt?
It's odd. It's very odd. Zachary Cooey, rank these heist movies: Den of Thieves, Heat, The Town, The Italian Job, and Inception. I haven't seen Den of Thieves, The Town, or The Italian Job.
I haven't seen any of these movies. I've watched a little bit of the Heat,
People tell me
but
I would love Den of Thieves and The Town. I just haven't watched them. The Italian Job,
yeah,
I've never
the
heard much
Italian
of.
Job too is a remake, right? So
There,
which
there's
one
two
would
of them. Yeah, there's one in the 60s and there's one that's more recent. Yeah.
I actually have seen the original Italian Job.
Okay.
And I've
Being
never
said,
seen, because people have told me with Inception, you have to pay attention to the entire
you have to
movie.
watch the whole
And
movie.
I can't do that. I can't sit down and watch every second of every movie ever.
I've seen Heat and Inception. I love Inception. Heat is one of my top five movies of all time, though. I love Heat.
I've
Great movie.
seen a bit of Heat. It is great. I've been meaning to go back and watch it. I just haven't.
All right. Well, you need to watch Heat. You would.
Yeah, I need to.
All right. Parker Thomas. Nope, didn't lock us up, Parker. Moving on. Hunter Johnson, what is y'all's opening day lineup for baseball? What do you think will be the opening weekend rotation? Are we surprised State was ranked in the D1 poll? Not surprised. I mean, State was a two seed last year, and as Kendall Rogers said, probably could have hosted. They bring back enough talent that you could say they're a top 25 team.
Mm-hmm.
Starting lineups. Let's just go through it. Catcher, Highfield, right?
Let's not do 1 through 9 because let's just do positional.
That's what I'm saying. So catcher, okay. Highfield.
Yep.
First base, Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Who's at second?
It could be Gatlin Sanders.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. You know, short should be Dylan Marchand.
Nope.
Dylan Cup. I'm sorry. Dylan Cup. Third. Is that where Ace Reese is going to be? Or is he in the outfield?
Ace Reese is at third. Okay. Yeah.
Bryce Chanson left.
Could be. Yep.
Okay. Center.
Michael O'Brien.
And who's in right?
Nolan Stevens, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about him. Yeah. Okay.
He's got to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I would guess him, but you know, Ethan Pulliam's going to be in the mix. I yeah. think in outfield could be in the infield. We'll see.
What about DH? Bracket that.
Probably going to be Noah Sullivan.
Sullivan, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I have no clue. I think Pico Kine's going to be in the starting lineup. I think Charlie Foster's going to be in the starting lineup. He was really Ligon impressive. Ligon's going
to get a start early on, right?
Who?
Carson Ligon.
Yeah, he could. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, going into
Indiana
last
State
year,
kid's name?
Who?
Indiana State kid. What was his name? Pruitt?
Oh, gosh.
Jacob Pruitt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a bullpen guy.
Okay. And then when I talked to Lamonis back in the fall, he's talked about Mekhi Grant possibly being a starter.
Yeah, we'll see how he comes back.
He's going to come back from injury, but we'll see. So
yeah, you know, Stone Simmons, I think is going to factor in at least in the bullpen somewhere. They got options. It feels a lot like last year. Like going in, I'm not sure who's going to be where, but they have a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
So it should be cool to see it.
That being said, Wednesday today on Sports Talk Mississippi, it's 30 days until the start of baseball season today on Wednesday.
Yes,
we're doing our show the way we do it during the season on Mondays. So 3:20, we'll talk to Coach Ostrander from USM. 4:20, we'll talk to Coach Lamonis. And then 5:20, we'll talk to Coach Bianco. So if you want to hear from Coach Lamonis, we can do that on Wednesdays, Sports Talk Mississippi, 4:20 p.m., or you can check the podcast a little later.
All right.
Jason Dice, a friend of ours. I'm going to my first Royal Rumble, which is a bucket list wrestling event for me. What is another wrestling bucket list event you'd like to attend? So you've been to Mania. I haven't been. So
I've been to Mania 3 times. I've been to SummerSlam, so I got both of those marked off. Royal Rumble's at the top of my list.
Very good. I would like to go to the Royal Rumble. I would like to go to WrestleMania. And I would like to go – I'd like to go to that All In this year in Texas. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but
– yeah, I really want to go to that, but I don't know.
I just don't know. There's just so much going on in the summer that you just don't know. Delwin Irwin. I know how to pronounce your name. He's a friend of mine, and I screwed that up. When is Baseball Fan Day? Has that been announced yet? Have they announced that?
No. It's usually a week before.
The week before, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing that men's camp on the 1st. Opening day is the 14th. So that would mean probably the 7th. Or the 8th would be the camp, the fan day. We'll see, though. They haven't announced it.
I would say the 8th.
Yeah. The Mangum Cafe asks, can we make washing baby bottles a prison work requirement? I remember those days. They were not fun.
You got to get that brush that's got the bristles on it, the long brush.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I actually enjoyed that for some strange reason.
Yeah.
I'll be back into the mix here in about 3 months.
There you go. I was shocked you had Tupelo ahead of Jackson last week. Caden seems like 75% dead space when set up for basketball. It's just the Mississippi Coliseum is a dump.
It was by default
yeah.
that it was in there.
I would put some high school arenas over
yeah.
Mississippi
yeah.
Coliseum.
It was awful, man. Like, no internet. There's nobody there to help you. Like, they just have, like, one, like, extension cord there for you to plug your computer up. It was awful.
Last one. What faceplate did you have for your Nokia 5110 phone? I didn't have that phone. So what did you have?
Was that the front? Like, it's just an open face?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I had, first one I had was, the first phone I ever got was a Nokia, like the front face. And it was color screen.
Mm-hmm.
The screen was color. It was like the first one they had.
Yeah.
And I had a blue, like a really bright blue phone cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point I got a Mississippi State one, giant banner M on it.
Nice.
And like the banner M was like on the numbers too. Like you kind of see the formation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably I don't remember any other covers I had for that. I think after that I got like a flip phone. I started flying around after that.
My first phone was a flip phone. So yeah.
I still remember my dad having the bag phone in the car.
Oh God. All right. Last question of the day from Trotter Flynn. Brian's Mamadou Njai reference on yesterday's pod made me realize that I cannot hear that name without Hank Flick saying Mamadou Njai. Now that the hump is getting back to 90s form, what are your top three Hank Flick player introductions? All right. It's got to be the big train, Horatio Webster. That's got to be on there, right?
Robert Jackson.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Remember
Oral Roberts?
That I'm trying to think of another one that was
Super D, Darryl Wilson.
Yeah, that's at the very start of my memories.
I'm trying to remember some other good ones. Oh, Mount Washington, Tyrone Washington. That was a good one. The big train is the best one though.
I don't remember there being any like special way that he said the team like 03. 04, like that time.
I think he got told to tone it down. To be honest with you,
he was getting a little out.
He was getting a little over the top. Yeah,
the
big
Jackson
train, Horatio one. Webster, though, easy number one. All right, tomorrow's show, whatever future Brian told us, we'll react to that. We may have some recruiting news to hit on there as well. Plus, we'll start looking ahead to a monster weekend for Mississippi State men's and women's basketball, as both teams will be hosting the Ole Miss Rebels. Saturday and Sunday at the Humphrey Coliseum. All right, guys, have a great Wednesday. Robbie and I'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.